السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Zulqada 1446 in South Africa and few other countries. Majority of the places and countries in the world, we find that today, Thursday, is already the 3rd of Zulqada 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Suratul Ahqaf, chapter number 46, verses 10, 11 and 12 will be today's lesson. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses him for Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam posed the following question to them, the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. Qul, say to them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ أَخْبِرُونِي, you show me, you inform me, إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ, if this Quran Sharif is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, if Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is from Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah, وَكَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ, and you are rejecting the Quran Sharif, you are rejecting Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ, and there is a person from the Bani Israel, the Israelites, meaning the children, progeny of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, who bears testimony, عَلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ, to similar to it, to the Qur'an Sharif, how the Torah came from Almighty Allah, this Quran Sharif came from Almighty Allah, on the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master, Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fa'amana, so he brought Iman. Abdullah ibn Salam, your big priest, your big rabbi, your senior scholar. And how did he embrace Islam? He himself states, when the first time my face fell, my eyes fell on the Mubarak Chehrai Anwar, on the Mubarak countenance, on the face of the Master alayhi salatu salam, it was so honorable, so blessed, so nurani, I knew that laysa biwajhin kazzab, this is not the face of an imposter, this is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. Then he gave a gift to the Master alayhi salatu salam, he accepted it. He gave some charity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not accept it and said, okay, give this person, that person. And then he came secretly, Ya Rasulullah, Abdullah bin Salam, I want to embrace Islam. But Ya Rasulullah, you must do something. I will hide away, but you must ask the Jews, who is Abdullah bin Salam? And then it worked. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Jews of Medina, who is Abdullah bin Salam amongst you? The Jews said, he is our rabbi. He is one of the greatest scholars and a very, very good person. From his hiding place, he emerged and he said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. He declared his faith and then they said he's the worst of person and Allah Ta'ala cursed him and so forth. Just now, a few minutes ago, you praised him and now they condemned him. That is the jutla. Always the Jew will speak, remember, with a forked tongue. They won't speak the truth. You must remember that because of their jealousy, hatred for Muslims and Islam and so forth. فَآمَنَا. And what beautiful hadith he quoted. مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى. The first hadith I heard from the Master Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He states, open Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, you will find, he said, who's the Rawi, the reporter, Abdullah bin Salam. Salam ends with the meme. He said, Afshu Salam. That gives salam currency. Men make salam to the men. Women make salam to the women. Greet one another. وَأَطْئِمُ الطَّعَامُ. And feed the people the food. The poor, the needy, the destitute, the prisoners, the orphans, and so forth and so on. Muslim, non-Muslim. This is not zakat. This is voluntary charity. وَصِلُ الْأَرَحَامُ. And join the family ties. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And read salat at night, in the darkness of the night, whilst the people are sleeping. They can be sleeping, but we enjoy ourselves, speaking to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the darkness of the night. That they enjoy speaking to one another, we enjoy it more to speak to our beloved Creator, our beloved Allah Jalla Wala, the tahajjud salat. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And then when you inculcate all these qualities, تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ. You will enter Jannah with peace, tranquility and serenity. رَوَاهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ سَلَامُ. Every sentence they ended with a meme. You see that? So we should be very, very clear on that. How beautifully he explained it. فَآمَنَا. He brought Iman. Why you don't bring Iman and faith and conviction? At that time, you people from Makkah or you from Medina, why you don't bring Iman? وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. It is your pride, it is your arrogance. And that's why, what is the definition of pride? He, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ. When the truth dawns in a person, he rejects it. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. He considers the person telling him the truth inferior and considers himself to be superior. So that is why you see today 8 billion plus people. They know Islam is the truth, but because of certain ulterior motive, hidden agenda, they won't embrace Islam. So Almighty Allah says, if you made up your mind, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Verily, Almighty Allah will not guide the people who are the oppressors, turnpot dictators and wrongdoers. In chapter number 31, verse 13, Almighty Allah states, Luqman radiallahu anhu giving advice to his son, Ya Bunayya la tushrik billah. Never ever associate and ascribe anybody anything to Almighty Allah. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. The shirk, worshipping idols, deity, somebody, something, is the biggest form of oppression and transgression. So you see, everything is mentioned clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran. We have to study the Quran daily, connect ourselves to the Quran Sharif, and then we will understand some part of it, the beauty, the glory of the noble Quran. You know Surah Luqman, and that is chapter number 31. And it comprises of 34 verses in Surah Luqman. So when you study it, you will find chapter 31, verse 13, that the shirk is the worst form of oppression, and that is ascribing somebody something to Almighty Allah. and they themselves decided they don't want to embrace Islam. Chapter number 61, verse number 5. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they said they don't want this, they want democracy, they want capitalism, Zionism, socialism, communism, secularism, any ism besides Islam. So Almighty Allah says, if that's what you want, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Allah let their hearts get deviated even further. So you see, everywhere Allah makes it clear, they must blame themselves and not blame anybody else. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And the non-Muslims tell the Muslims, those with true iman, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Bilal, and all these Sahaba, eminent illustrious Sahaba. If in Islam there was some goodness, and if Islam was the best, ma sabakuna ilay, they should not have beaten us to it. Things that are the best, we are always there. But that is in worldly things, your money, your assets, your property, you are there in the front row. But for the truth, you are in the last row. Like today, you see, people for Salat, they will come last and run away first. The sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for Salat, they stand up lazily. A big burden has befallen them. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They only come to the mosque to show their faces to the people. They only come for janazah salat to show the people they are there. Daytime, nighttime, in the graveyard, they busy with their cell phone. No worry, concern about death, as though they're going to live forever. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala very, very little. You see that? So Almighty Allah describes that as the quality of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, those who pay lip service to Islam, but in their hearts they don't really possess their true faith and conviction. And that is where we are today. Hazraji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu Jalalabad. We spent the Ramadan in 1977 by Hazrat in Jalalabad. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. In those days, Hazrat used to say, Nifaq aam ho chuka hai. That hypocrisy has become rife and rampant. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verses number 142, 143. Go and see everything you will find in the noble Quran. So yeah, they say that ma sabakuna ilay, then they should not have beaten us to that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala asked them, wa idh lam yahtadu bihi. So when they themselves don't bring iman on Quran Sharif, they don't bring iman on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what they say about the Quran Sharif? Fasayakulun. Soon they will say, these enemies of Islam, like today, هَذَا إِفْكُمْ قَدِيمٌ. That this is one big lie, it is one big propaganda, it is one big invention, fabrication, Allah forbid. It was, it is, it will always be, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the biggest, greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the living miracle, the Quran Sharif. People today just read the translation and they get so attracted to Islam, remember that. Whilst their translation is not Quran. Quran is bilisan in Arabiyyin mubin. What I'm reading now, that is Quran Sharif in explaining to you. Wa min qablihi kitabu Musa. And before it, the Quran Sharif, the book of Musa alayhi salam, meaning conferred to him, given to him the Torah. Imamun wa rahma, it was a leader. And it was your constitution, O Jutlas. Wa rahma, and a mercy. But what you did, you interpolated it. You brought about amendments to the constitution. You rejected Moses, you rejected Aaron, you rejected the Torah. You only used it when it suited you. Therefore, today in the world, when you look at the Jewry, J-E-W-R-Y, the Jews, the Jewry, So you will find that only 10-15% are Orthodox Jews who believe in it, but the rest, they just use it as part-time. They reject the Judaism, the Torah and Talmud and whatever else. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ مُصَدِّقٌ. And this book, the Quran Sharif, came to confirm, not to contradict the previous scriptures, but today there seems to be contradiction because the Christians and the Jews interpolated, they brought about additions, omissions, interpolations in their divine books and scriptures. Lisanan Arabiya, which is the final book for humanity and posterity, the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language. Why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reveal it? لِيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, so that he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will warn the people with love. Remember for who? The zalims, the oppressors, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the kafirin, the disbelievers. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ, and it is glad tidings and good news for the muhsineen, those who fulfill their duty with beauty. Yeah, let me quote to you two more verses so you will understand the glory, beauty, style, diction of the noble Quran. You see, me and you as Muslims, Allah Jalla Wala has given us so many bounties, favors, ever recurring, showering upon us. We can never ever thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sufficiently. Allahumma la uhsi sana'an alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. O Almighty Allah, I can never praise you sufficiently as you yourself have praised yourself. So Almighty Allah teaches us. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Hence Almighty Allah grants the believers the reward in this worldly life, our health, our wealth, our honor, our peace, our tranquility, serenity, the lazza and the pleasure we have in our siyam and salat and qiyam, whether it be in our fasting, whether it be in our salat and prayer, whether it be in our tahajjud, whether it be in our charity. So that reward we get, but that's a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And the maximum, optimum reward you will receive, O human being, in the year after. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. That is why I read it. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 148. Chapter 3, verse 148. So Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. So we must do it solely, only for the pleasure and the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Quran says that this Quran Sharif is لِيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, that it will warn. The Quran will warn them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will warn them with love for those who are the oppressors, tinpot dictators, and a glad tiding for those بُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ. See what Almighty Allah states yet in another place so beautifully. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in that about the Quran Sharif and why Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed it, you see. So that is why always you must have cross-reference and then you will understand the beauty, glory of the noble Quran. So that's why we say Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Some verses of the noble Quran, they elaborate, they explain the other verses. So see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states right in the ending of Surah Maryam. Sayyidah Maryam, Mary, is the only lady whose name, Name Nami Ismigrami, is mentioned explicitly, and that is Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Jesus' mother, Jesus, peace be upon him, and Mary, that is Maryam al-Batul, Maryam al-Azra, Azra, the virgin, Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society to a pure place. Chapter 19 comprises 98 verses. This is the second last verse. That is chapter 19, verse 97. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. We made it, the Quran Sharif, easy for you in your language, your mother tongue, that is Arabic. لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So you give glad tidings. You see there, Bushra. And here, لِتُبَشِّرَ. So that is, you give glad tidings to who? بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. To those who have taqwa. taqwa, piety at all times, all places, all circumstances. وَتُنْزِرَ بِهِ قَوْمَ الْلُدَّى. And those people who are Lut, they always want to argue. They're obstinate, they're stubborn. So you warn them with love and compassion. Chapter 19, verse number 97. That is the message of the noble Quran, direct from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today, I am very, very happy. 2nd of Zulqa'dah, 1446, South Africa. Most countries, the 3rd of Zulqa'dah. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Say Muslim, say O listener of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Wildfires are raging in Israel. The wind is increasing 110 kilometers and more. And remembers the cars are getting burnt. The Jutlas are evacuating their places in thousands, leaving their cars. And now the wind and the fire is going towards the military bases. And the Jutlas say, we don't know how to happen. They are begging the overseas countries, help us. Help us, O Greece. Help us, O Cyprus. Help us, O Ukraine and Italy. No one can help you, Jutlas. You are pigs. You are swines. You are monkeys. You are donkeys. All that enshrined in the noble Quran. The world has seen your genocide, ethnic cleansing. The world has seen what you really are. What Hitler did was good. And we agree with him to a great extent. That whole story of Holocaust, all 6 million, was a big fairy tale. It's not even 1 million. And your anti-Semite, you're not even Semite, you must remember that. The Arabs are Semite, not you. Come from Poland and Ukraine and all these places, you haramis. You deserve what you got. All the programs regarding the Holocaust celebration, the independence celebration, all cancelled. Netanyahu, the war criminal, Netanyahu says there is a state of emergency in the whole of Israel. The Jutlas are panicking. You haramis, you settlers, you squatters. I told you long time, pack up and foot sack. Pack up and foot sack. Go to hell for what we care. You must remember that. That is not your country. You came there as invaders, occupiers, and you came there as squatters. And remember, you want to now tell our Palestinians must go. Allah's verdict is the final verdict. Allah is still, this is just a small sample example for what is still going to come in your way. So better foot sack and get quickly. If you don't understand foot sack, kalimatu zajrin lil kalb. It is when a dog comes to you, in the Afrikaans language, we tell that dog, puppy, Alsatian, bulldog, footsack. So that is what we tell you, Jutlas. The whole Palestine belongs to the Palestinians, the Arabs and the Muslims and so forth. Israel has murdered and martyred 600 children from March 18. Now today is 1st May. So in 42 days, 43 days, they martyred and killed 600 children. But they will tell you the only target, you must remember, Hamas, not civilians. That's how they lie and they make propaganda, but nobody is believing them. Look at America. You and there in the ICJ, International Court of Justice, the US, the haramis, they defend Israel's war against Gaza, against Hamas and so forth. 60 days the siege is continuing. O Muslim, if you have through Iman today, after Fajr and Ishraq time, after Zohar is holiday, so read some Surah Yasin, some verses of Quran. Read 2 rakat salat and say, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin, wal amerikiyin, wa hindiyin, wa britaniyin, wa a'da'iddin. Oh Allah, you punish the Jutlas and Israelis and the Zionists. You punish the Americans, ya Allah. You punish the Hindus there in India. You punish British, ya Allah, and the UK. Allahumma ahsim adada. You punish them all, ya Allah. Allahumma harrid buyutahum. Allahumma dammid diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubi musufufim. Allah is doing, just showing you one sign. I can decimate you with all your nuclear, with Trump and everything, and nobody will stop me. Allah is fa'alul lima yurid. So just see how the Jutlas are running and in a state of panic. They told us they're going to kick the Palestinians out. Allah is kicking them out. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. America and Ukraine have signed the deal. You know, Trump, he says, I want your minerals and so forth and so on. Impeachment against Trump. This is the third time they want to kick him out. And the American economy has shrunk. And that is by 0.3%. And he can't believe it, Trump. So he blames who? He blames Biden, like the ANC. They steal, they corrupted, and then they'll blame apartheid even after 30 years. So that's what he's doing, you must remember. Trump says, hey, you Christians, make me your pope. What are you wasting time and waiting for the black smoke and white smoke? That is Trump the harami. He can't remember where he put his rifle and how many women he slept with, the harami. Soldiers are dying for no reason in Gaza. That is your Haaretz newspaper. America and Israeli dream is disappearing. Trump is destroying America. Netanyahu is destroying Israel. And both will go to hell. As far as you go and support your crooked politicians, and we will not cry for you. Once America disappears, once Israel disappears, we will be the happiest people. So because they are the biggest terrorists on earth, Israel suddenly, they attack Syria, and they said, because Syria said, we will not embrace the Abrahamic Accord. They said, no, we are saving the Druze. Druze are Pakka, Shias, Kafir after the fall of Islam. They are Arabs, but they help Israel. India, you must remember, bans the airspace for Pakistan. They saw no Pakistani airline will fly over India right till now, 1st May, right till 23rd of May. Thereafter, the Mataf, if you see the visuals coming through from Makkah, you can count the amount of people making Tawaf there. Remember that. Why? Mataf, where you perform Tawaf by the Baytullah, empty, because they're only allowing people with Hajj permits and Hajj visas. Nobody else allowed there. And the crowd will increase as the days of Hajj appear. So during Gaza war, people remember embracing Islam in their droves. In Europe alone, it's increasing 100%, 200% in certain towns and cities. Droves and droves of people are seeing, look at this people, that everything is against them, but still they say Alhamdulillah, still they say Allah will help us, and they saw who the real terrorists are: America, Israel, Britain, India, and so forth. One nation makes a qurbani, and then Allah sends hidayat in another place. One nation makes the sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala sends the winds of hidayat and guidance to another people. 14 people killed in a hotel in India, in West Bengal. So that happened yesterday. South African news quickly. 34 million rand you spent by the ANC government in Gauteng per month on rental. But sir, they got so many other buildings that belongs to them, to the government. They don't use that, because they don't want to maintain it and so forth. Hopeless people, this ANC, if you ask me. Therefore, me, I never ever voted for them in the past 30 years. Dali Ampofu, so he is in trouble according to some people, that he had to appear for a disciplinary hearing, but that was postponed. But MK, Zuma's party, and them say no, that the whiteys are targeting him, because he's a sharpshoot lawyer, he's a senior counsel, and he's no ordinary war lawyer, he's an advocate and so forth. Budget number 3 will be presented on May the 21st. So 3 weeks' time, you must remember that. And always you will see the budget is presented on a Wednesday. Why? I think they heard the hadith, you must start on a Wednesday. But they say corrupted, it can't work also. So anyway, this time they say budget will be presented and is confirmed for that. Action SA is filing, you understand? They want the top secret files of Pala Pala, you must remember. What did Cyril and them hide? So very good, you must clean them all up. You Cape Town Muslims better wake up. Almal van jylle da in die kap, ne? Jylle moet wakker skrik, ne? Je moet niet slapen nie met je koeksisters. So all you in Cape Town, don't sleep there. Je moet wakker skrik. Wake up there. Your jutlas there. You know how many jutlas are coming in there, the Zionists and Jews. So you got a muswalla. You got a place there, a salat khana, da and sea point. The Zionists want to close that place there. So you must go there daily, give azan loudly, and tell the Jutlas, one settler, one bullet. We will never allow you to come and dictate to us. You are the genociders. You are the murderers. You are the ones who want apartheid. And we know what is apartheid. So pass this message on. The Jews, Zionists there in Cape Town, they want to close our musalla, our salat khana. That's what they call there in Cape Town. So that in their C point. And our programs today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be, you must remember that what I spoke on Monday and so forth, you know, with Mawazahid is off today, so in the morning, but 11 o'clock, he'll be back, inshallah. So about the Ijtima and all that, so it will be a repeat. And then 11 to 12, we will speak about what the Hajis must do, the pilgrims must do before embarking on the journey of Hajj. And 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight is abundant Durood Sharif, Surah Kaf, and Dua. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi Zalimeen wal Amerikiyin. Ya Allah, destroy Israel, America, Saudi Arabia, the Ali Saud. Not Saudi Arabia, the country, the people who are running the country, and all these zalims and oppressors. So Allah Ta'ala decimate them, destroy them. One alim of Saudi was martyred and murdered. They say, no, he just died like that. No, died like that. They tortured them in the prison and cells. So that is the name and the shame of Saudi Arabia, killing the true ulama. And these puppets on the mimbar, they're praising their king and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Gee, Ma Salim, we have 15 minutes. Let's move it up, inshallah.
I wanted to find out from Murtad Sahib, if I come to the masjid and found that the Jamaat has just started for Fajr, do I join the Jamaat and not read my two sunnahs, or miss the rakats of Fard and read the two sunnah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. According to the Hanbalis and the Shafi'is, you join the Jamaat immediately. Whether it is the first rakat, second rakat, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَ. The Salat has started, so you leave the Sunnahs, everything, you join the first Salat. Then after the Imam makes the Salam, you got both rakats. So then immediately after that, you don't have to wait for sunrise, you read the two Sunnahs, Muakkada, Sunnah Ratiba, as it is called, by the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and that is the verdict of Shafi'is, Hanbalis. Hanafis say, as long as you are sure that you will get the Jamaat, whether you miss one rakat or two rakat, but you're sure, then stay in the back and read your sunnahs. The Malikis say, if you're going to miss one rakat, that's fine, but not both rakats. So then you read the sunnahs and then join the Jamaat. And then after sunrise, 15 minutes or so, then you read your two rakat salat. So that is the fatawa of the four schools.
Mufti Sahib, can women go and tie her tubes up for ligation?
Totally haram. I know of one, two ladies, they tied it up. And then shaitan comes, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. They then have affairs with this man, because they know they can't fall pregnant, Allah forbid. So you must remember, it's totally haram. You ladies must know the usul, the principle. And what is that? The tubal ligation and so forth is haram in Islam when it is permanent. So anything you use that is temporary, so that will be acceptable if you have a valid excuse. Example, you gave birth to 2, 3, 4, 5 children to the C-section, and now it's dangerous for you to conceive, fall pregnant. So if you use something that is temporary, not permanent, so that will be permissible. Sterilization, tubal ligation, all that you must remember, not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to eat in a restaurant in Makkah or Medina that serves beef that comes from Brazil? They say halal certified.
Remember that here there are 3-4 issues, and not from today. You can ask the people who perform Hajj with me, Alhamdulillah, Umrah with me. For past 30 years and more, we are telling them that remember Saudi Arabia, that all the meat that comes from overseas, Brazil or wherever, all the chicken that comes from there is not permissible. And that is not my fatwa and verdict. Fatwa means verdict. Remember, I have the books yet in my possession. اللحوم المستوردة written by the Saudi ulama, and they told them it's haram and not permissible. Remember that they do machine slaughter, they don't bother about reading Bismillah, they just put one tape there, one CD there, and is reading Bismillah. How we can allow all these things? Mawlana, you studied in Karachi, you stayed there longer than me. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Nawwarallahu Marqadahu used to say, "Afsos hai," Hazrat passed away in 77. "Afsos hai," before afsos means regrettable. We used to tell the people when they went to Europe, America, they must exercise caution regarding the meat and chicken. Now we have to tell the people to exercise caution when they go to Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara also. What a terrible situation. Therefore, we rule South Africa, Makkah, Medina, wherever. All this McDonald's and KFC and all this overseas meat and all that comes there in the Arab Peninsula, Dubai, and all the haram it is. All this chicken and so forth. The halal certificates are not worth the paper on which they are written, including South Africa. It's just a money-making gimmick. We are at war with Israel, and yet you will find in South Africa certain halal organizations are giving certificates of halal. How the hell you can give a certificate of halal with the Harbi people we engage with war with them and so forth? So that is their brains. You see, money is sweeter than honey. So therefore, I always say these scholars for dollars and have sold their soul to the devil. So you can go to the restaurant and you buy fish, you buy vegetables, you buy fruit, you buy all that is fine. But as far as overseas meat goes, chicken and meat, you can't. And local meat, yes, that will be fine, but not overseas ones. So always exercise caution. Then only will your du'as be accepted. Remember this.
Mufti Sahib, is sperm donation permissible?
When a lady takes sperm donation that is akin to adultery, only a be-ghairat, a be-sharam, a lady who's immoral, got no haya, and a husband, a kakul, that is allowing another person's sperm to enter his wife's private and all that. So where's your iman? Where is your sharam and haya and so forth? But today the ummah has lost it as it is in most cases. So absolutely haram, and it is akin to that, you must remember, that adultery and so forth. Now, if she uses it, so remember, and she becomes pregnant, so the child that is born, well, the lineage will go to the husband, al-waladu lil-firash. So that is the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that action of going, you must remember, to the sperm bank and taking the sperm and so forth, and then the gynecologist or whoever the doctor, they insert it, remember, into the lady. So all that in Islam, totally, absolutely haram. And you become khabis because you, husband, wife, all khabis. Quran says so. Chapter 24, verse 26, Al-khabisatu lil-khabisin. And likewise for you ladies, that you go to the milk bank and you just take milk there because your supply is very little. So all that is not permissible because milk is such when you give that to your baby. So now your sister fell pregnant and now she wants to breastfeed your son, your daughter, because your supply is little bit. So remember, her sons, her daughters, and your sons and your daughters all will become foster brothers, foster sisters. So there are all these implications. You should remember that.
Why will Hazrat Isa alayhi salam be buried next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
We believe Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, is still alive. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, and all of them, because from today and those times already, they were anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, anti-truth. So they wanted to assassinate him, Jesus, peace be upon him. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّيَ لَهُمْ. So everything you will find in the Noble Quran. Nor were the Jews successful in killing him, for Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, wa ma salabu, and nor did they crucify him. So this whole Easter and all that is all fairy tales, and we reject it with the contempt it deserves. So Jesus is alive. They killed somebody, but not Jesus. And remember, Almighty Allah mentions all this in chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verses 157, 158, 159. So you can refer to that there. And why will Jesus come back the second coming day in Damascus? لِإِبْطَالِ أَقِيدَةِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى, to nullify the belief of the Jews and Christians. The Jews, the Harami, say, he, Jesus, is who? He is an illegitimate child. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah. And his mother is a loose lady. So we say we reject it, what the Jutlas are saying. They are swines, remember that. So they say Ibn Zaniya, the son of a harlot, Allah forbid. And then on the other side, the Christians, they elevated him to such a rank. They said Ibnullah, he is the son of Almighty Allah. So Islam came to reject both of them. And Jesus himself will come and tell them, you better make tawbah and repent. These are all beliefs that will take you to Jahannam. And believe in me as a prophet and messenger of Allah, and now I'm following the ummah and the teaching, preaching of Muhammad, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they don't accept, then he will fight against them. War will take place. In chapter 4, verse number 159, Almighty Allah speaks of that. And then his mission will be accomplished, everything. He'll get married, he'll have two sons, he'll come to Medina Munawwara and be buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show he is the last prophet of the Israelites. And Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, he will always be the last prophet and messenger for all times, all places, all circumstances. Nabiyan wa waziran, two Anbiya alayhi salatu salam will be raised there, and two ministers, who? A kafir Shias, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, and Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the greatest sahaba, companion shaykhain, to walk on this earth here. So that is our unanimous belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Saab, I'm sorting out my will. I have my husband, one daughter, two sons. Parents are not home. I have two brothers, three sisters, two grandsons. How will they inherit?
Okay, whenever a Muslim person passes away, then the following must be done in sequence. Number one is burial, funeral expenses, then the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be paid immediately to the creditors, not after 40 days and 100 days. Justice delayed is justice denied. Three, wasiyah. You see there, you speak about in this scenario, your brothers, your sisters, the grandchildren, none of them inherit. Remember that. So they out of the equation. But you want to make for somebody a bequeath, you want to bequeath something for them, wasiyah. So that is permissible, maximum one third. And fourth will be the shares of the heirs. So Mohan Salim, just look at the question so we don't miss anybody out. So you are asking that the wife passed away. The wife passed away or the husband passed away?
No. So she's saying that I'm sorting out my will, Mufti Saab. I have my husband.
Okay, fine.
One daughter.
Okay. Okay. Right. So now the wife passed away. So now she left. She'll be survived by her husband. So the husband will get how much? 25%. So we left with how much now? 75%. And then there are two sons and one daughter. So remember, of the remainder now, 75%, we make five shares. Two for the sons, and one share for the daughters. So in percentage-wise, how will it work? So 25% for him, the husband, 15%, 1/5 for the daughter, and for the two sons, 30%. So there's it, we sorted it out in less than a minute for you. Husband, alhamdulillah, 25% for the husband, 15% for the daughter, and the sons, 30%, 30, 30, 60, and 15, 75, and 25 for the husband. So there's it there. You just write it down, show it to your ulama, and show it to your legal eagles. And you don't, otherwise just send a letter to the Majlisul Ulama in PE, Oj Kwazulu Natal Jamiat. They maybe charge you, I don't know how much nowadays, and they have a ready-made will. You just get that, and remember, you fill in the blanks there.
Mufti Sahib, a sister is asking that her son is going to be 13 years old in November, inshallah. Is he eligible to bring his mom for Umrah this July?
Remember that the age of 13, and that doesn't mean automatically he is baligh. In Islam, the earliest the son, the boy becomes baligh and mature is 12. The earliest our daughter becomes baligha, remember, is 9. So how do we know that our daughter is baligha mature when she experiences the menses, a haiz? How do we know our son is mature? Not just with the pubic hair or the moustache and so forth. He must experience ihtilam, a wet dream. Then only he's baligh. If he experiences a wet dream, he can take his mother, grandmother, sister, all for umrah and so. If he has not experienced a wet dream, then he can't take them. He doesn't qualify to be a mahram. So that is the criteria we must work with. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.